Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. President, Clark McGregor, I'm in Bob's office. I just came in to tell Bob the latest developments. Senator Cranston backed away from his plan to move a tabling at 2 o'clock because he got word that Gordon Allard had left him. Then the latest development was that Gordon told Mike Mansfield that he couldn't be with him. And so Mike, knowing that Gordon had to be in Colorado tomorrow morning, took the floor and said that he, Mike Mansfield, would move the table at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I, of course, had told Gordon of the fact that you would call Eddie Hebert and Les Aarons. And Gordon now wants to know, well, what did Hebert and Aarons say? And I said, well, the President can't call them right now, Gordon, but we'll call them.
No, I'm not going to call them until they finish action on the bill.
Good. Okay.
No, that's the whole deal, you see.
Fair enough.
Now, if we just sink the thing anyway, then there's no use to call him.
Now, Gordon has just called me back and said since he has to be in Colorado tomorrow, he's going to move at 3 o'clock to table.
That's today?
Yeah. That's in about 10 minutes.
He himself is going to do it.
He himself.
So he's deserting us.
Yes.
Well, what good does it do then?
It really doesn't do much good, sir. I wanted to convey this to you. And
I see. He's
suggest that I call him and indicate to him that your fixed intention to meet personally once this issue is behind us
What is the problem? What do you mean that his? Do you think he's trying to pressure you by saying he's going to move the table at 3 because he hasn't heard that what I'm going to do?
He's fearful that Aarons and Hebert are not supporting the Gates Commission recommendations. Will buck him on the Defense Procurement Act when that gets into conference. And what he wants, of course, is the maximum amount of assurance. He's driving the hardest bargain he can before the issue is drawn.
The hardest, the most we can say is that I cannot, of course, get them to agree, Clark.
Right.
I can't talk to them before, they see what the proposition is.
Right.
But he has a commitment that I will talk to them.
I will.
Personally, and that. It is my personal opinion that I can prevail on it. That is, George Shultz has told me what the numbers are.
Right.
That it's my personal opinion that I can sell those numbers to them. That's my personal opinion.
And if Senator Allard, sir, should ask that...
he talked to me, no.
No, if he should ask that at some subsequent meeting of the kind that you envision, that Stennis and Margaret J. Smith be included, would that be agreeable to you?
Well, they will be included.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I would include them.
Fine.